Hey guys, it's Misty. It's Lattes and Legends. Happy Monday. You thought I wasn't going to record today, didn't you? I'm here. It's beautiful and sunny, and probably why I didn't record yesterday. Because it's spring-like, which is amazing. Until it snows again. So, welcome. I just wanted to give a couple of shout-outs to my nephew and my sister. Hey! They have been awesome listeners, and it really makes my heart happy that they listen to my show. So, Christy, Donovan, hey! I have lots of new listeners, which has made me very happy. Thank you. I see that Sweden has come up on my analytics. So, hey, Sweden, how you doing? Anyway, so keep an eye out on Facebook and Instagram for updates. And you can also look at the website for coffee mugs and stickers and such. It's lattesandlegendspodcast.com. So, I wanted to do something kind of local to me today. So, we're still on the season 4 of Haunted Hotels. So, I wanted to do two places that I have been and two places that really stuck out to me. And one is the Stanley Hotel. The other is the La Fonda on the Plaza in Santa Fe. So let's start with my sources, travelandleisure.com, Wikipedia, roadtrippers.com, thedenverchannel.com, nightlyspirits.com, abcactionnews.com, outtherecolorado.com, lafondasantafe.com, jetsetter.com, onlyinyourstate.com, SantaFeNewMexican.com, AllStays.com, and SavingPlaces.org. So first, a little info about the Stanley Hotel. So basically, if you don't know a lot about the Stanley Hotel, it is located in Estes Park, Colorado, which is north of me. North? Sure. North of me. It is about 5 miles from the Rocky Mountain National Park, and it was built by Freeland Oscar Stanley, who made Stanley Steamer famous. It opened in 1909 on July 4th. So at first it became a very upscale hotel resort for upper-class Easterners that would come over to Colorado because apparently the fresh air was good for tuberculosis. So that's why they came to Colorado. Now, today, it has a restaurant, a spa, bars, a bed and breakfast. The views are amazing. When I went and toured the hotel, it was last January or February. So long ago, pre-pandemic, and I was absolutely in love. The energy of this hotel, just everything about it is amazing. So if you don't know anything about it, it was the inspiration for The Shining that was written by Stephen King in 1977, coincidentally the year I was born. So, all right. So let's talk a little bit about the history. So it was built by the inventor of the Yankee steam-powered car, who was Freeland Oscar Stanley. And he actually was stricken with tuberculosis in 1903. And so he was recommended by his doctors that he needs to go get fresh air. He needs to be dry. He needs more sunlight. So fresh air, dry air, living on top of the sun equals Colorado. So he went to Colorado. They were called lungers back then. So the people that had tuberculosis would come to the Rocky Mountains and try to start anew. So as soon as he got to Colorado, his health got a lot better, and he was very impressed with Colorado, and he was so grateful that this is when he decided to build the hotel. Like, he completely recovered. So he wanted other people, lungers, if you will, to have a place to come and stay in the Rocky Mountains so they could get well from tuberculosis as well. And the Stanley Hotel was the place. So a little while after opening in 1911, there was this huge gas explosion. And it injured one of the housekeepers, and it damaged the hotel quite a bit. So, 8 people total were injured, and the housekeeper was the one that was seriously injured. None of the guests that were injured, but the housekeeper, whose name was Elizabeth Wilson, was hurled from the second floor to the first floor, and she broke both of her ankles. Yeah. The other staff that was injured. They were part of the wait staff in the restaurant. All right, so this started a string of events that people pretty much were like, this place is a little creepy. It might be, I don't know, it might have bad juju in it or what have you. So there's that. All right, so let's move on to different sightings and hauntings in the hotel. So, where do I start? All right, so when you take a tour of the Stanley Hotel, there's different spots where you will stop. The first stop is the Ice House, and so the hotel was built way before electric refrigerators, and so they had an ice house to keep the building, or to keep food and drinks cold. And so it's outside, basically like an outhouse, and in it were large blocks of ice. So also out there is a pet cemetery where some of the guests buried their animals. There's a golden retriever named Cassie buried there. And this is one of the first ghosts that people have reported seeing. Cassie will reportedly walk through the hallways, and she'll paw at the doors. And sometimes if your room gets the early morning paper, you can hear her trying to catch it or playing with the paper. There's also a white fluffy cat buried there named Comanche, and apparently you can see Comanche wandering around the premises. Ugh, yikes. Did you guys see Pet Cemetery? Did that freak you out the way it freaked me out? I love animals, but zombie animals, different story altogether. Okay, so part of, you know, these lungers being at the Stanley, they brought their children, and children played in the hallways with balls, and they played everywhere, and they ran and laughed through the halls. But now you can hear them running and playing in the hallways on some of the different floors. And so there's one where a guest was walking to find their room. And when they got to their room, the door was wide open, and there was a little kid standing there, a little boy, that was just staring at them and holding a ball. And when the person staying in the room went in to go chase them, the child just disappeared. So there's that. You know what's scarier than zombie animals? Zombie children. All right, so now I'm going to talk about the other spirits in the Stanley Hotel. Let's talk about Elizabeth Wilson. So she was the Stanley Hotel's head chambermaid, and on, she was the one that was almost killed in the gas explosion. So it took them 3 hours to free her from the rubble. And she actually continued to work at the hotel until 1951, where she died in her sleep. Yes, she was living in the hotel and working there. So she died in her sleep at the Stanley Hotel. Mm-hmm. So, if you go to the Stanley Hotel and you want a single room, you should probably think about keeping your stuff safe and sound and in order. So there's a story that a single man checked in and he wanted to stay in the main hotel, and he had his things all out on the bed, and he went out for the evening to the restaurant bar. And when he got back, his bags were packed and they were set right by the door. And some people say that that's Elizabeth Wilson, because she doesn't want single bachelors on that floor and she doesn't want them in her room. So if you stay in that room, which I could not find out what room it is, she will just pack your shit up for you and you'll be on your merry way. Mm-hmm. So there's also sightings of Flora Stanley and her husband, Mr. Stanley, who built the hotel. A lot of people say that if you hear pool balls breaking in the billiard room, that is Stanley playing pool. He was a big fan of billiards, and so that's where his spirit likes to hang out and still play pool. And if you smell roses, you will see Flora Stanley. And apparently she keeps an eye on hotel guests, but she really likes for you to stand up straight or sit up straight. So if you feel her icy fingers down your back, or like a little pinch, telling you basically like sit up straight, that's her telling you to sit up straight. Is that crazy or what? Mm-hmm. It is. And that reminds me to sit up straight. Right, so just a little bit more about the Stanley Hotel. So in The Shining, the room was room 217, and the hotel was the Overlook Hotel. Of course, we know that that was all fictional, and it really, it was all just inspired by the Stanley Hotel. Although Jim Carrey did stay in room 217 when they were using the Stanley Hotel to film Dumb and Dumber. And he said that he got so spooked that he had to run from the room. And he didn't really describe what happened, but he just said that there was some sort of feeling in the room that he just had to get out. And he did mention that he was half naked running down the hall when it happened. And so, yeah, even people that were filming in his room, they got a little spooked too, so they had to run out as well. So not really sure what is in room 217, but some people say that that's probably the room where the explosion started, and that might be the room where Miss Wilson was thrown from, and so that could be her spirit, even though she didn't die in that room, that could be her spirit just being like, okay, get out. So there is a staircase between the floors in the hotel lobby, and it's called the Vortex. And a lot of paranormal experts say that it's a tunnel of spiritual energy, and it's some sort of paranormal portal for the different ghosts that have been in the hotel. Yeah, I know. I have to say that this staircase is beautiful. It's stunning. They're definitely, from what I remember, there's definitely cold spots in there. Other people have said they felt dizzy when they were on the stairs. I just felt cold. But there's definitely orbs that have been caught on camera. And some people have seen Mr. and Mrs. Stanley holding hands on the grand staircase. So, I don't know. This hotel has a very weird energy to it already, and I think maybe it's the stigma from The Shining, but I definitely felt some coldness in spots. So, I don't know. If you're into that thing and you're open to it, I feel like you might feel some things, but I feel like if you're not into it, then whatever, you're not into it. The cool thing about the Stanley that I really liked is we did the hedge maze, and it's basically like a little labyrinth, and it's super cool. And if you remember in The Shining, they went through kind of a labyrinth too. This one wasn't as big, probably because it was winter, but it was super cool. And I don't know, I think that if you liked The Shining, if that's your thing, I think you should definitely go visit the Stanley Hotel. If you're in that area, you should just go because, I mean, that place is beautiful. The area up there is beautiful. Everything about it is amazing. So I for sure suggest you going. And it is in Estes Park. It took us a while to get there. But the drive was beautiful. Lots of scenery. And so that is my little tidbit on the Stanley Hotel. Right now I'm going to talk about the La Fonda on the Plaza. And this is in very historic Santa Fe, New Mexico. This is one of New Mexico's oldest hotels. It is gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. In the hotel is one of the most so-called haunted bars in the Southwest. And I mean, Santa Fe has beautiful architecture everywhere, and it's just such a, I don't know, guys, New Mexico is such a cool place. There are some iffy spots, but oh man, I love it. It's gorgeous, and it's so close to me, so that's why I know about the La Fonda. Anyway, this hotel can be traced all the way back to 1607. Yikes. So yeah, it's got quite the history and definitely some paranormal things happening. It's been a very popular spot in Santa Fe, and there's lots of stories that go with it. All right, so in 1857, some stuff went down, some events. So a visitor was gambling before a lynch mob came and hung him in the hotel's backyard. Oh, just like that. The backyard, though, has been closed ever since, and they opened a restaurant there, and that has become a very haunted spot as well. In the La Fiesta Lounge, you can go get a glass of wine or a cocktail, but this part of the hotel, a lot of guests have said ghosts have just sat down next to them and just kind of hung out with them. Great. What else? What else? What else? Oh, yes. Let me give you a little backstory before I dive too far in. So, back in the 1600s, when it was still a brand new thing, the area was new for people. There were court cases that were actually held in the hotel too. And so this started a string of hangings in that backyard. And that's one of the reasons that these ghosties are lingering. So there was a judge, Judge Slough, that's Slough. And he is said to walk the hallways, his ghost rather. And then there's a ghost of a salesman who plunged into the well after losing all of his company's money. Oof. Yikes. So there are other reports that include apparitions walk up and down the hall and then they will suddenly disappear. I am still baffled by just, you know, going to the bar to get a wine and just having a ghost sit next to you. Like, that sounds pretty awesome. I know that was short and sweet. There's not too much about the La Fonda. It's one of those places that you just need to go and stay and just kind of get the vibe. It's beautiful though, and you should check it out. So that is my short and sweet episode on the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, and the La Fonda on the Plaza in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you are in the area, check it out. I'm sure you'll have a good time if you like ghosty things. Yeah, I just want you guys to have a great week. Thanks for listening. I'll put some pictures up right now on Instagram, so I'll actually do it. And happy week. Happy, beautiful day. Unless you're in Sweden and it's still cold. Have a wonderful week, guys. And go have a drink. Sit by a ghostie.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.